They had a better chance of being answered. The Gemara, in fact, the Bar Matzia tells us that the daf by the Noras on Afeila Rosh Chodesh seems to be especially common. Tell the story at the end of Bar Matzia that Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov themselves are davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu every Rosh Chodesh. Halacha says that when one visits and sees the Mikdash B'Chorbanai, he is obligated to rip Kriya. The Rabbanim and Eretz Yisrael are of the opinion that the Din of Kriya no longer applied to Zanazir on the Makom HaMikdash, because even though we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, we don't have the Beis HaMikdash built, but since it's a Jewish control, so it's not considered Beis HaMikdash B'chor Banai. Many Paskin, however, disagree with this view and feel that since the might of the original Beis HaMikdash, we're still obligated to rip Kriya. For those of you who plan to rip Kriya, you should keep in mind that one has to rip Kriya on one of his begotten. It may not be an undershirt. It has to be a normal garment, like a shirt. There is a dispute whether one is required to rip Kriya on all of his begotten. In this situation, where one visits the Makom HaMikdash, the Pesach has accepted that it's efficient if one rips Kriya on one of the begotten. Kriya has to be a minimum of a tefach. It has to be torn vertically on the begot, not in a horizontal direction. Those who are not yet by mitzvah, the Magen Avraham says, do not have to rip this kriya. The Mishnah Berurah quotes the minhag that one who has ripped kriya upon seeing the Makom HaMikdash b'churbanai should observe a bit of aninus on that day and refrain from eating basar v'yayin until the end of that day, for the rest of that day. Regarding ripping kriya on Yerushalayim b'churbanai, there is a dispute in the contemporary paskim. Several serious paskim, several major paskim feel that Yerushalayim is not still considered the Churbana because of the fact that we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, and others feel otherwise, that Yerushalayim the Churbana means when there's no Malchus Yisrael in Yerushalayim. But today, since the government, the Jewish government, has control of Yerushalayim, this is considered the Binyanite. So it's generally assumed that one does not give Kriya on Yerushalayim the Churbana. As well, on Ori Yehuda the Churbana, as Akana mentioned in the Gemara, and one visits Ori Yehuda the Churbana, he's obligated to rip Kriya. So it's generally assumed that Ori Yehuda today is not considered the Churbana. If you happen to be going with a group, touring by Boris HaMachpela, by Kever Rachel, the Kohanim should be careful not to enter, because the overwhelming majority of the Paskin feel that it's improper for Kohanim to be Metamei Afilu the Kivrei Tzadikim. You should keep in mind that in Eretz Yisrael now there is a Tzeiras Kshomim. The people on the Stavo, both on Tfilah Belagash, and on Hazoros Hashatz, and Shemei Tfilah, special Tfilah which will be found in the Sidurim there in Eretz Yisrael. The Rabban in his commentary on the Sefer Mitzvahs points out, quoting a Medrash, that Eretz Yisrael is the Talton Shemela, and any other errors that one does in Eretz Yisrael are considered more serious of errors than if he would have done them in Chutz La'aretz. I'd just like to close with a word regarding our special edition of Liman HaTorah. The Torah says that when one davens, when one learns, he has to be careful for Hoya Machanecha Kadosh. He must be careful for Erva, for Tzorah, for Meraglayim. This is a din of Kedushas Makom. Strange that the Torah should write this in the context of Melchava. The Torah says when the soldiers are fighting the war, V'hoya machanecha kodesh, v'lir b'ver v'zdova, v'yosipi l'chol azinecha, and so on. Why doesn't the Torah write this in conjunction with bracha, with brichas hamazon, or with tzima, or with liman ha'torah, why not in connection with the soldiers fighting the war? So the Nitziv in his commentary on Chumash points out briefly, his introduction to the Shiltas, he has this elaborated upon at length, that a Sefer Ba'asayif Yod Kruvim in HaShemayim, the Chachamim tell us in the Gemara, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives all of mankind the option either to learn Torah, to the Isaac and Macham to Shal Torah, or to get involved in real Sayif, in real Mochama. And only this Chus HaTorah will be Nitzar for Mochamas. The Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, the Cherem Bo La'olam, all wars in the world, salute to our people Torah, and Yivus Adin, and improper learning or improper paskening and so on. So then it seems to suggest in his commentary on Chumash that apparently when the soldiers would go to fight the war, would always have a special battalion that would just be learning. And that's what the Torah means to say, the Hoyamah HaKadosh, that those soldiers who are learning have to be observant, have to be careful regarding the Kedushas HaMakom. And when they will learn, then the Gemara tells us in Makis that they will be Benatzeach and Lamachomet, of the Sayyarak Leina B'Sharayach Yerushalayim, the Gemara comments, of the Sayyarak Leina B'Mochaba, the soldiers who are winning the wars because of B'Sharayach Yerushalayim, because of the Shiorim HaMatziyonei Ha'alacha, because of those who are learning Torah. Now, Kodesh Baruch Hu give us all the Siyaita Dishmaya to be Matzliach in our learning, and to spend our 2 weeks there in a pleasant fashion, and to return back to learn in the yeshivas in New York.
Some of the days, quotes a Tosef in the Goyim, which appears in the Rav Nosson, beside the Masoros Hashas, gives you all the Mamkoimus, where the Braisa is quoted here, the Gir says, we have it, says, Asara Dvarim Nehru Yerushalayim, that there are 10 special dinim regarding Yerushalayim. There in the Ovis Rav Nosson is much longer than any more than 10, but the Braisa here lists off 10. Three of these halachas, where Yerushalayim is singled out as having special dinim. Three of these are based on the assumption that Yerushalayim learns Chalkol HaShvatim. There is a Machlokes HaTorayim between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachomim that's discussed in the other Mesichtes, in Yume, and in Erech, and in other places. The Gila, whether when Yehoshua ben Nun divided the land, the first 40 years after Yehoshua ben Nun crossed over the Yarden, first Meshavash Yekivshu, and then Meshavash Yechilku. The first 7 years he was busy fighting all the enemies, fighting the Lamed Aleph Melachim, and after the 7 years were over, then it took 7 years for all the Dinei Torah to divide the land among the Jews. It took just as long to fight out the case among all the Jews to decide who's going to get which house and which Sadat, as it took to beat out the 31 kings, Malchei Knan. So after the 14 years were up, then they went and then they started all the Dinei Mishmita, Yehovon Shomit Maiz, all the Mitzvah Queen's Gods began at that time. So the Gemara has a dispute between Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim whether Yerushalayim was in Chalkol HaShvatim. Yeshua ben Nun apparently knew that Yerushalayim is going to be something special. Did they divide Yerushalayim also among the Shvatim, Yehuda ben Yamin? That half of it belonged to Yehuda, half of it belonged to ben Yamin? Or no, that Yerushalayim was Me'ayilam of his land is called the Shvatim. That's the Machalekes HaTorayim. We assume Lalacha against Rabbi Yehuda. We assume like the Chachamim that Lalacha Lamaisi Yerushalayim is land is called the Shvatim. It was never divided among the Shvatim, that Yehuda and ben Yamin did not own anything. Why should we assume like that? Where did Yeshua ben Nun get this Einfall from? That Yerushalayim should be learned as Chalkol HaShvatim? So the Gemara never really explains it. The Rizkir Rav, the Sechal HaRambam, quotes a Sifrei. It's a Pasuk. There was Darshan a Pasuk that in Chumash Devarim, in Parshas Re'eh, the Torah says you should bring all the Korbanos in the Beis HaMikdash only. Kiim ala makim shivcha Hashem lakechem mikol shiteichem. Lo'ez mishmai sham. What does it mean? Mikol shiteichem? Mikol shiteichem means that it should belong in the Beis HaMikdash, will be built in Yerushalayim, which belongs to Kol shiteichem. So the Chachamim say that all of Eretz Yisrael, Mukzakasi, the Abiseinu, Mimoyz Avram Avinu, when Avram Avinu walked around Eretz Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, Kulm Yisala Baris, Lachal Arach, Kilucho Etnenem. So the Gemara says in Baba Basa, Dav Kufin, Aram Avinu walked around there still, he was kind of with a Kinyi HaZokim. Machlek is in Baba Basa, Dav Kufin, but the Mechachamim, whether such a Kinyi HaZokim is only Hayru HaShoah, or it applies even the Dairus, this man is that. If I sell you a field in New Jersey, in Texas, if you walk around the borders, will you be kind or not? And that's Machlek is whether you can learn that from Aram Avinu or not. But at least there's a Hayru HaShoah for sure, and when Aram Avinu walked around the borders of Eretz Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, Kulm Yisal Razok, Lerachba, Kilucho Etnena now. It's not that that's Poyal Dinyon, like the Ramban says. You walk around, and it'll belong to you in the future, it's a Nebuah. No, it's a long time. Ramban Vinu, Mamish, take us in the Yash. And that's what the Gemara says in Babi Basra regarding, thank you very much, regarding the B'nai Slavkot, that the B'nai Slavkot got T9 in Eretz Yisrael, because Eretz Yisrael was Muchzik, it wasn't Roy, it wasn't the promise that they're going to get in the future. They already owned it from the days of Avraham Avinu. So who did it belong to before the Chalukah Zorot? It belonged to Klal Yisrael as a nation. When Yeshua ben Nun made the Chalukah L'Shkotim and then the Chalukah L'Mishpochet and then further the Chalukah L'Yechidim, then it was converted from Aman HaTzibur, from the Bailus of Klal Yisrael, it became the Bailus of each and every individual person. This house belongs to me, and that field belongs to you, and that forest belongs to him, and this house belongs to him, and so on. So that's the Pasuk says, HaMokam Yishivcha Hashem, Mikol Shivtechem, that this Hamikdash has to be built in a city. I can build it on a farm, has to be built in a city, which is Mikol Shivtechem. What do you mean Mikol Shivtechem? So the Chachamim say Mikol Shivtechem means it should be the ownership of Klal Yisrael. It shouldn't be privately owned by private Shvatim or by private Yechidim. It should belong to the whole Klal Yisrael. So obviously, Yerushalayim is going to talk of a Shvatim. They knew from day number one, the day to Yishuv and Nunim, they were busy dividing. They knew that that's going to be the way the Beis HaMikdash is going to be built. So therefore, they never divided among the Shvatim. And Rav Yehuda disagreed. What did he do with the Pasuk Mikol Shivtechem? So Rav Yehuda Tain is, no, there's another pasuk that says Fakir. The pasuk says Hamok Mishivach Hashem Miachad Shvatecha. Lachem Mishmashon. Miachad Shvatecha sounds like it's going to belong to one of the Shvatim. It's going to be the Chal Tishol Bin Yomin. That was the Nebuah of Yankel Vina gave the Rokha Bin Yomin. The Yomin Zeib Yitra Babayt Yerachalad Bala Erev Yechal Lekshalol. So the Targum Unkel says on that pasuk, and the Gemara says we learn our Dinim from that, that the Mizbeach has rebuilt the Chal Tishol Teirev. The Chal Kishol Bin Yamin. And that's why the Gemara in the end of the Masechah Sukkot says that the Bilgo, the Mishpachas Bilgo was punished, that group of Kohanim was punished because one of the women from their section of the Kohanim referred to the Mizbeach as Lucas, she referred to the Mizbeach as a fox, as an ape that eats up the Korbanos. Why did she refer to it as an ape? The Pasuk refers to it as a Yamin Zayn Jitra. But she called it Lucas instead of calling it Zayn. It wouldn't be so bad. She called it Lucas. That was the other. She secularized the bracha that Yankel Avinu said. So the pasuk is alluding to the fact that the korbanos are brought on the mizbeah, which is the chal kishol bin yamin. So view the time is you see from the pasuk parket miyachas shivatechem. The Hamikdash has to be built the chal kishol bin yamin. The other pasuk says mikol shivtechem. So he says yes, that they made a collection. They took out money from all of the shvatim. And all of the Shvatim bought it off from Chal Kishol Binyamin, so it shouldn't only belong to Binyamin, it should start off belonging to Shevet Binyamin, and then everybody chipped in, and they bought it from Binyamin, so it belongs to everybody. So you're kind of both psukim. It was both Miachat Shvatech, and it was also Mikol Shvatech. That's Rav Yehuda's sheet. And we don't pass like Rav Yehuda. It's Pasha, the historical Machloek is also not Tama Machloek, what should it didn't be. Machloek is, what did Yeshua Ben Nun do? So Rav Yehuda says Yeshua Ben Nun divided Yerushalayim the Shvatim. Half of it was Yehuda, half of it was Binyamin, and the half that was Binyamin, that's where the Beis HaMikdash was built. That's where the Mizbeach was built. And we assume, like the Chacham, that the Din is not so, and therefore Yeshua ben Nun followed the Din, but he never divided Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim Yoylam Leinat Chal Kol Shvot. It was never the private ownership of any Shev. So the Gemara has here, on Pei Beis and Beis and Lolokame, and the Asor and Dvarm Shenem of Yerushalayim, three of these Dinim are based on that assumption that we assume, Allah Alamaisa, like the Chacham of the Rav Yehuda, that Yerushalayim is Leinat Chal Kol Shvot. One Din is that you cannot have a Din of Bayis HaManuga, that Zaraz Batim only applies, that special Zeres HaKazim only applies in Eretz Yisrael, which was in Chal Kol Shvot. The other Din the Gemara has is that Irani Dachas, Yerushalayim cannot become an Irani Dachas, even if theoretically the majority of the people were to worship of it in Zohar and so on. Still the Pasuk says that only the Din of Irani Dachas only applies to the city in Eretz Yisrael. There's only the very Dachas and Chutzlars, and even Eretz Yisrael, it only applies to the city, which was in Chal Kol Shvot. And the third Din is Ekla Ruf. That Ekla Ruf is only brought by such a city, which was in Chal Kol Shvot. That's what it says in the Pasuk. So regarding this Gemara, the Tosfos in Yuma, Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph, is bothered with the Kash. The Gemara says in Zvachim, and other places, that the Mizbeah had to be Merubah, it had to be a square. Lamed Beis Amos, Lamed Beis Amos, and the Bai Sheni. That was the size. And then it went up for an Amos, then it went in a little bit, then it was 30 Amos by 30 Amos, then it went up, went in a little bit, then it was 28 by 28 Amos. Had to be a square. So the Gemara says that the bottom part that was supposed to be Lamed Beis and Lamed Beis, a perfect square, and then Lamed al Lamed, Falches al Falches, the bottom was missing a whole section. That if you look straight ahead, you're facing Meirav. I come from America, so when we look straight ahead, we're sure we're facing Mizrah. But based on English, everything is Fakir. So, in America, everything is backwards. Okay. Based on English, it's straight. So when you're looking straight ahead, you're facing Meirav. So this side is, this is Zophon, and this is Dorom. So Dorom in Mizrah was missing a Yisod. There was only Yisod the first time of year and the first time of year. And all of our 32 Amos, there was Yisod over here, one Amma and one Amma. And the remaining 31 Amos was missing over here. It was missing over here, there was no Amma. So the bottom square wasn't a perfect square. You draw a square, and then you don't fill in the bottom with cement. You don't put any cement over here. Why was it so kakai? What kind of strange thing is that? So the Gemara says, because Yaakov Avinu said, Binyamin Zeh Shoshos, that the Korbanos have to be brought up to the Chalkashel Binyamin. And that's where the border was drawn. That part, where the Yisod would have been built, if it would have been a perfect square, that part belonged to Chalkashel Yehuda. And you're not allowed to have even 1 inch in the Mizrah of the Chalkashel Yehuda, so that's why they couldn't make the Yisod over there. So Taisa says, and that's a fact, everybody agrees to that was the structure, that was the tzura of the Mizrah. So it was missing 31 Amos here and 31 Amos here. Just had an Amos sticking out here, and it wasn't the perfect square at all. It wasn't a square at all on the bottom. The 30 by 30 was a square, the 28 by 28 was a square, but the bottom, 32 by 32, was missing. So Taisa says, that's Nechei, if you all like Rebuta, that Yerushalayim was in the skull for the Shvatim originally, and they brought it back, and all the other Shvatim, the Kol Shetan, the old Shetan money, they brought it back from Binyamin. So it's Niches, it's originally started off, this was the Chalkashel Yehuda. So the Yaakov Avinu gives up that no winch of the Mizbech can be the Chalkashel anybody other than Binyam. But if you pass in the way we do, Allah Almighty, we pass in the Chacham Dravid, the Yerushalayim is learning Chalkashel Shvatim. So why was the Mizbech Kakai? Why was it missing the bottom part? Why did they have to leave out two sides? So this gives a difficult parish that it must have been the Kach Nemer Halalah Almighty Messina. That we have a passage in the Rayyam, this is half of the Ksav, Yana Shemalai Haskil, that they had a Kabbalah, David HaMelech had a Kabbalah from God HaChoyzeh, from the Nevi'im, what the Tzura of the Mizbech has been, not allowed to change it, even Kihu Zeh, nothing at all, the Gemara in Sukkah, the Gemara Chumah says, you're not allowed to change anything, half of the Ksav, a special din. But that was the half of the Ksav, that was the Nevi'ah that he had, we don't know the reason why, that it should be missing these sort of here. It's a very strange thing, why should it be such a, that's what Taisa says. The Gemara says the reason why it was missing was with Bechal Kishol Yehud, and I said we can't accept that reason, we have to say it's Belita, we don't know anything. That's one pillar. Then there's another pillar. The Gemara in the end of Sanhedrin on Kuf Yud Aleph from the base has a Machlekes of Yechon and Reish Lakish. It's a Machlekes which will be Negeh, Halacha L'maisi Lossi Lava, but it hasn't been Negeh since the days of Yeshua Benun. When you divide Eretz Yisrael, the Shvatim, it was only divided the Shvatim in the days of Yeshua Benun, the Shevish Chilku. Second unit of 7 years, the Shevish and Kivshu, and afterwards the Shevish and Chilkas, when they were dividing. By Sheni, there was no Chalukah the Shvatim Losi Lover. It says in the Nevuah of Yecheskel, in the end of the Chesk, Losi Lover, there will be again a Chalukah the Shvatim. So when you make a Chalukah the Shvatim and you draw your borders, what if it turns out, they keep on building cities now, all over the place, they're cities. What if it turns out that we'll make a Chalukah the Shvatim and the line is going to be drawn right point in the middle of the city? So do you divide a city Cholkim Irachas L'Shnei Shvatim or Ein Cholkim Irachas L'Shnei Shvatim? That doesn't make any sense. Chelek of a Shevet has to consist of cities, not of parts of cities. If you have a line that's supposed to go to a city, to the stomach, you give the whole city to the Shevet that has the majority of the city. The stomach ruler could give it all to that Shevet, and the other Shevet, you draw the line sideways, you draw the line around the city. So that's Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. The Rambam doesn't give any psak on this. It was only in the past, it was Nageya. In the days of Yishuv, and the loss of love is going to be the Gea, and the days of Moshiach, and we're going to be fine. It's only an issue that's chad pa mi. So the Rambam doesn't write what it did. The Gemara has that machlokes. On the side of the Gemara, they quote in tiny letters that the Tesis is shown in Yuma, asks Akasha, what do you mean there's a machlokes with the Chokhi Mirachas Mishnei Shvatim? We know the fact is that Yerushalayim was Nischalka to Yehud in the Yomim. That's how the Gemara says, if Yerushalayim was Nischalka to Shvatim, so you see that it was divided between Yehud and Yomim. So how could there be a machlekes somewhere and what in this chalk of the Shvatim? See, the whole machlekes is on the assumption that Yerushalayim learned this chalk of the Shvatim. Okay, that's how we pass from halacha. if you you assume the way we pass from Allah to Yerushalayim, when it's called the Shvatim, so there's no historical precedent. You can't prove in Yerushalayim anything was never in the Shvatim. So you don't know. Maybe theoretically they could divide a city into. But if you hold like a refuted that Yerushalayim was called the Shvatim, so have a favor, Shirai, that you can't divide one city. Alright. Another strange thing. Then the Chasam Sofer has the following kasha in a few places in his Truvas that he's bothered with. The Gemara in Masechas Svachim and Daf Nun Gimel and Daf Nun Dawud has a whole agate where the Gemara is interpreting Psukim and Novi, explaining that David HaMelech was trying to figure out where he, David HaMelech, was dying to build a Beis HaMikdash. He was preparing, he was Mekadesh, the Gemara said, Mekadesh something. The Gemara said, Welcome, Tosafot says, I can be Mekadesh, you can't be Mekadesh, Allah Bishad Binyan, he didn't build. The Shlomo should have been Mekadesh, but the Gemara says, David HaMelech did the beginning. He did the, he was Kaveh, where the Beis HaMikdash is going to be built, he was Mekadesh something, and Shlomo HaMelech filled in the rest, he finished the road. So the Gemara says that David HaMelech saw that he had to figure out where are we going to build the Beis HaMikdash. So the Pasuk says, they come to be Alisa Lamach Mashiach Hashem. What do you mean they come to be Alisa? The Beis HaMikdash Gavoy Mekol Eretz Yisrael. I saw Gavoy Mekol Arotzes, Beis HaMikdash Gavoy Mekol Eretz Yisrael. So he looked around, he wanted to build the Beis HaMikdash in the highest spot in Eretz Yisrael. The highest spot, the Gemara says, is Ein Nitzin. So then the Navi told him, no, not exactly, that instead of building in Ein Nitzin, you should build it in Yerushalayim, in Yer Atika, because the bank stay for Shachem. That the most beautiful part of the shore is Ksefov and not on top, so you have to go, even though it should be Gavoy, you call Eretz Yisrael, but we don't build a base of Mikdash in Egypt, and you have to go down a little lower. So the Chasam Sofer is bothered with the Kasha. We assume the Halacha that Yerushalayim was Mishkal from the Shvat. That's a din, and that's a historical assumption, that when Yeshua Benun divided Yerushalayim, and he divided all the whole Eretz Yisrael, he never divided Yerushalayim. My nafkamina with this, that you don't bring Negel Arufa, you don't have a Bayis HaMenuga. These are far-fetched things anyway. We don't have every day Negel Arufa with a Bayis HaMenuga anyway. But the Gemara says, Halacha L'maisa, money. That Eim Askirim Batim Yerushalayim. The Gemara says in Megillah, and Daf Chavah, that Eim Askirim Batim Yerushalayim, because Yerushalayim is on its cultural shore. They can't charge any rent in Yer Atika, because it's not anybody's private ownership. It's amongst the Gans Kol Yisrael. Remember, I was once talking at the Mossad of Rav Kook has every year now a Kinas Torah Shabbat in America like they have here in Eretz Yisrael. So they invited me to speak the first time they had it. So I was talking about the people who are going to eat the Korban Pesach and Yerushalayim, and the lovers that they're going to have in the hotels, whatever. So they have to eat on the ground level. They can't eat higher up because God and Aliyah is on his conscience. So the speaker after me was Rabbi Kook from Rehovo. So he said he begged to differ with Rabbi Shechta. There's not going to be any hotel in Yerushalayim, because the hotel is only based on the assumption that they can charge rent. And he says, you can't charge rent, so which Meshuggah is going to build a hotel? If you can't make any money on it, you can't have a hotel in the Eretz. The Gemara says, they must give back to Yerushalayim, because Yerushalayim is called Lishvatim, no private ownership, so they can't charge any money. So the Chasam Sofer asks, they must have known that. From the days of Yeshuvah, nobody has been charging any rent in Yerushalayim. So the only Yerushalayim is learning called Lishvatim. Me'ezatam was the learning called Lishvatim, me'ezatam. The Brisker Rav quoted in the Sefer on the Ram, this is right. Hamak Mishab Hashem, Mikol Shiv Techem, Lot Mishab. So obviously, from the days of Yishuv Ben Nun, they knew that Beis HaMikdash is going to be built in Yerushalayim. Otherwise, why then was the Lenin's Kalkul Shvatim? So what do you mean, David HaMelech thought he's going to build it in a different place in Ein Nitzin, which is on the outskirts of Yerushalayim, it's not in Yerushalayim. It's on the outskirts of Yerushalayim. So how could David HaMelech have a nuclear a couple of hundred years later, all of a sudden he wakes up, where should I build the Beis HaMikdash? It was already known from day number one. From day number one, I know in the days of Yishuv and Nun, Yerushalayim is going to be the Mokum, where the Beis HaMikdash is going to be built. That's how long as Kalkul Shvat. He asks, furthermore, the Chasam Sofer in the Tshuvas, in a few places, he has the same kasha. The Gemara says in Yesh Neuchlin, when they were dividing Eretz Yisrael, the Shvatim and the Yechidim, so everybody had to get an equal share. What even an equal share? If you have so many Jews, everybody has to get a field that's worth $20,000. So all the fields, 1 acre is worth 100 acres, whatever, is worth $20,000, all are the same. The Gemara says, no, some are much more valuable than others. Some are rocky, some are hilly, some are good for planting, some are good for building. And then the Gemara says, some are closer to Yerushalayim, some are further away. So those that are closer to Yerushalayim are worth more money. Those that are further away are worth less money, because you have to be on the regular 3 times a year. Go travel from Kiryat Shmona. It's such a long trip, you know, it takes 3-4 hours. So the kark over there is worth less than the kark right on the outskirts of Yerushalayim. You just walk to the Beis HaMikdash and you're right there. So the Gemara says that they had to compensate by giving those who got Kiryat Shmona all the way in the Negev, wherever, those who got spots They were far away from Yerushalayim, so they had to get much bigger farms, much bigger territory, that it should be worth the same amount of money. If they got the same size karka, so they had to, the other shvatim had to give them money, had to be malo b'dom, had to give them money, in order that the chalukah should be equal. So you see that already in the days of Yishuv Benun they knew, even if you hold like Rav Yehuda, that Yerushalayim wasn't the chalukah of the shvatim. Even if you should assume like Rav Yehuda, wasn't the chalukah of the shvatim. But the fact that when they were dividing Eretz Yisrael, they kept in mind that whoever is further away from Yerushalayim, the karka is worth less. Whoever is nearer Yerushalayim, the karka is worth more. So obviously something special is going to be Yerushalayim. So obviously there's something special. It's going to be the Makom HaMikdash, and everybody's going to be on the regal there. But they already knew that the Beis HaMikdash is going to be built in Yerushalayim. So how is it that all of a sudden, a few hundred years later, the Melech wakes up one fine day and he starts to declare all over again from scratch, where should we build the Beis HaMikdash? And he had a half minute to build it in Ein Nisim, and the Navi told him, no, bank stay from Shochen, you have to go down a little bit. Why didn't he know already from the days of Yishuv Benun that it's going to be in Yerushalayim? So the first, the answer to all of these kashas, I think what you have to say, the answer to the Pesach kasha in Yuman, Daf Yud Beis Amid Aleph, why was the Mizbeach missing a whole thing over here if you hold that by the Chalk of the Shvatim? So it wasn't the Chalk of Shal Yud. The answer to the kasha of the Tesh is Hashem, how could there be a dispute between Rabbi Yechon and Mishlok at the end of Sanhedrin, where the Chalk of Yerachas, the Shnei Shvatim or not, Yerushalayim was the Chalk of the two Shvatim, Yehud and Minyamin. And these kashas are the Chassam Sofer, how could David HaMelech have a clear all of a sudden, where to build the Beis HaMikdash? They knew already today number one is going to be in Yerushalayim, because number one is Lein Eschalk of the Shvatim. What are the reasons why Lein Eschalk? I didn't think Talmud like Rav Yehuda, that it wasn't Eschalk of the Shvatim, but they were Malav Edomim to each other. They knew. Everybody knew all along that the Karkoz that were closer to Yerushalayim are more valuable than the Karkoz that are further away from Yerushalayim. But didn't they all realize that Yerushalayim is it? That's the Makom HaMiyuchad, that's where the Beis HaMikdash is going to be built. So the what you have to say is, obviously, you have to say there are two halachas over here in Yerushalayim. Number one, halacha l'maisa, ali b'dem, is the din is that Yerushalayim is the makam of the Beis HaMikdash. Number two, Yerushalayim is the capital of Medina Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is not just a concept, it has to be a government. It's a gimel mitzvah, it's tavi yisrael, b'chnisal t'lars, l'ham l'hamel, you have to have a government. The government has to have offices, misradim, no, you have to have some red tape, no. You have to have something. So the government offices have to be somewhere in the capital. So where is the capital of Bidin? It's halacha of the capital of a country. Where's the capital? So the halacha says Yerushalayim is the capital of Eretz Yisrael. Who says so? The Rambam quotes a Yerushalmi who says so. But in a minute I'll show it to Babli also. The Rambam in Perek Aleph and Hilchas Malachim, halacha Yud, quotes from the Yerushalmi the following din, that you're not permitted when you have a melech other than the Malchus Beis David, which they had for so many years, kings outside of the Malchus Beis David, they're not permitted to have their government offices in Yerushalayim in the year Atika, because Yerushalayim is the official capital of Eretz Yisrael for the official government of Eretz Yisrael. The official government meaning the Malchus HaNevcheres. So it says Malchus Beis David. And any melech not from the Malchus Beis David is a melech, he hasn't been melech. But he's not the official melech, he's not the Malchus HaNevcheres, so he's not allowed to have his, it's too much of an imitation. If any government other than the Malchus Beis David will have its official offices in Yerushalayim, that's too much of a fraud. So they can govern, but not in Yerushalayim. They can govern somewhere else. Somebody was kibitzing in America, they said that the American government keeps on referring to the government in itself as Tel Aviv, the capital of Tel Aviv. They don't recognize yet the Yerushalayim. So they wanted the Tel Aviv, they wanted Jerusalem not to violate this Easter in the Rambam. Because if the capital would truly be in Yerushalayim, it would be a violation of this Easter. Because you're not permitted to have the government offices. You're not permitted to have the capital of the Medina in Yerushalayim unless you have the Malchus Beis David. It could be that it's true. Others sign it that it's not necessarily so. That being in the Rambam that he quotes Yerushalayim, that only applies when you have a Malchus, when you have a kingdom. But if you have a democracy, so it's Bechlal not, no one's going to think that this is the Malchus HaNevcheres. It's not a Malchus Bechlal. It's a government, but it's not a kingdom. Maybe the Easter doesn't apply. Maybe yeah, maybe no. Maybe the government of America is really saving us from... saving Congress from violating these, and maybe not. But I'll call upon him, see from the Rambam, you show me two things. Number one, you see that Malchus Beis David has a special status, Al-Bidin. It's considered the Malchus HaNevcheres, Salocha. And number two, that Yerushalayim is the capital of Eretz Yisrael, and that's why, based on the combination of these two premises, that it's prohibited to allow any melech, other than the Malchus Beis David, to have his government run from the city Yerushalayim. The fact that Malchus Beis David has a special status as the Malchus HaNevcheres, that says in the Pesukim in Tanakh. And more than that, we have halachas based on that. We have the mashal of the following din. Ein yeshiva ba'azara elo le'malchus Beis David uvad. No one is permitted to sit down in the azara. The women were allowed to sit when they came to the Beis HaMikdash because the women didn't go into the Ezra's Hezekel. They walked into the Ezra's Noshim, which was never in his Kaddish with Dusha's or Azorah, and Dusha's Harabait. On Harabait, he permitted to sit. But in the Azorah proper, there's his Israel, and there's his Kohanim that had the Dusha's Azorah. So the Gemara says it's forbidden to sit any Shiva Bazor. Only, even in Kangodal, we assume. According to the Bible, even in Kangodal, it's forbidden. Only a Melech from the Malkos Beis David is permitted to sit. So what kind of din is this? Is it din deraita, din derabbanan? No one is allowed to sit other than the Malkos Beis David. It doesn't sound like a din deraita. How can it be a din deraita? The din deraita, it has incorporated within it that Tovin HaMelech is allowed to sit. Sounds a little funny. So the Brisker Rav HaChumash, and the Sefer HaChumash quotes that there are two Rashi. One place Rashi says only a din derabbanan. One place Rashi and the Gemara says that it's a halacha l'moshe misina. So the Brisker Rav asks, what do you mean? That's part of the halacha l'moshe misina. The Dovid HaMelech is allowed to sit. So how come they didn't know who's going to be the Melech? How come Shmuel HaNovi was picking this one, that one, the other one? He didn't know the halacha l'moshe misina. The Dovid HaMelech and Zerah Dovid, Malchus Be'Zorah. So the Brisker Rav explains, now that wasn't the nusach of the halacha l'moshe misina. The halacha l'moshe misina was formulated like this. En yeshiv ba'zorah elo l'malchus ha'nevcheret. Whoever the Malchus ha'nevcheret will turn out to be. And then in time, it was determined by Shmuel HaNavi, Yalfin of Lof, Yiroch HaKodesh, that Malchus Beis David had the status of the Malchus HaNeferet. So Mela, at that time, we, for our purposes, we reword this Halacha Moshe Messina. And Yishuv Azorah, the Malchus Beis David Muvad. But the original initial formulation was, and Yishuv Azorah, Ela, the Malchus HaNeferet Muvad. Even if one should assume that din and Yishuv Azorah is a din derabbanan, the Gemara still has in Brachas and Daf Mem Ches and Beis. The Gemara has both of the principles that the Rambam quoted from the Yerushalmi. Number one, that David HaMelech, Malchus Beis David, is considered a special Malchus HaNevcheret. There's a psukim in Tanakh, really. You don't really need any Rambam's in Gemara. It says like that in Tanakh. And number two, that Yerushalayim Al Pidin is the capital of Eretz Yisrael. The Halacha recognizes the Medina. Doesn't so mean this Medina. The Halacha recognizes that it's supposed to. There's supposed to be such a thing as a Medina Israel, not some concept. There's Israel, Holy Land. It's supposed to be a government in Eretz Israel, and it's supposed to have a capital, and the capital has to be Yerushalayim. So all of these principles appear in the Gemara in Brachas on Daf Mem Ches and Beis, also quoted by Rav Elbala. And it's Abraham Chumash. In case you think that I'm making it up, Rav Elbala quoted that the Gemara exists. The Gemara says when you recite Brachas HaMazon every day, you have to eat bread, so you have to say, Berakto Asa Hashem Alakach Al Horetz HaTayv Hashem Al Sanos. You have to bless HaKadosh Baruch Hu and say, Noi Galoha, you have to thank him that he gave you the food. Al Horetz HaTayv, that's Lechem. Eretz HaShalev is going to call for Lechem, the Chalpah is about to be Rakhti. You have to give a Baruch over the Lechem. Then, Al Horetz, you have to thank the Rebbeinu Shalom over giving you Eretz Yisrael. Al Horetz HaTayv, the Gemara says the word HaTayv is not merely an adjective describing Eretz Yisrael. Horetz, Kama, Ovirachto Es Hashem, Elokecha, Kama. You have to bless HaKadosh Baruch Hu over the Lechem. Al Horetz, Kama. HaTayva Kama, what's Ha'oret? Another bracha over Eretz Yisrael, and another bracha over HaTayva means Yerushalayim. As the other passage says, Ha'or HaTayv HaZeh V'Halavonoi. So the word HaTayv is referring to the Ha'or HaTayv HaZeh, is referring to the Har HaBayit. V'Halavonoi is referring to the Beit HaMikdash. The Gemara says, Shemalvin Avonisehim Shal Yisrael. So the Gemara says, you have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Brichas HaMazon for having given us Eretz Yisrael, for having given us Yerushalayim. And then the Gemara says, they're not speak, that's not sufficient. You have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu and mention that he gave us Malchus Beis David. Misha Lehiske, Malchus Beis David, when Yerushalayim, so Yotze Yidei Chai Vosle. The Mishnah Berurah quotes the Machlokes HaRishon, whether this is a Din Deraisa, or only a Din Derabbana. Some Shem hold that it's a Din Deraisa, others hold it only a Din Derabbana. Where is it a Din Deraisa? Ah, Din Derabbana, you can make up whatever you want. Where could it be a Din Deraisa? We've used up all the Psukim already. Ovirachto Es Hashem Alakecho refers to Al HaLechem. Eretz Yisrael refers to Chalba Lechem. Ovirachto Es Hashem Alakecho. Al HaOretz refers to Eretz Yisrael. HaTayv refers to Yerushalayim. Where does it say Malchus Beis David? So Belvelen, the Sefer HaChumash explains that Malchus Beis David is part of Yerushalayim because Yerushalayim is the capital of Medina. It's supposed to be the official capital of Medina Yisrael. And the Rambam quotes Yerushalmi that the official government in Eretz Yisrael is supposed to be the Malchus Beis David. That's the Malchus Beis David. So Yerushalayim, Bibinyana, Bishlei Musai includes Malchus Beis David as well. So that's what the Gemara says. Whoever doesn't mention thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu over giving us Malchus Beis David, he's not yet fully the mitzvah of blessing HaKadosh Baruch Hu over thanking him over Yerushalayim. It's not a separate din, like you have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu over the Lechem and over Eretz Yisrael and over Yerushalayim and over Malchus Beis David. Malchus Beis David is an aspect of Yerushalayim, that's Yerushalayim, Bishlei Musai. This idea that Rav Elbala has in the Sefer HaChumash appears also on the Taisis Rid. In his Chidushim Mamaseches Tainis, he points out the same thing. This is the famous Taisis Rid. We haven't discovered anything. It's quoted in quite a few Achronim. It's become very popular. The Tosfos read it bothered with the fact that the Mishnah is always referring to the Shmoneh Esrei as Shmoneh Esrei. Yudches Brochot. What kind of business? Shmuel HaKotam was mistaken for the Malshinim ages ago, so long ago. So we should have already called it Yudches Brochot. We should have called it, what kind of Shmoneh Esrei? It was changed years ago. So how can we still call it Shmoneh Esrei? Because originally, that's what Rashi did. So originally, before Shmuel HaKotam instituted the Malshinim, there were 18 Brochot, and then when he added the Malshinim, so we still continued to call it Shmoneh Esrei. That's too much of a carryover. That was centuries ago. So the Tosfos Reed says no. The Yoilim originally there were 17 brachas in the Shmoneh Esrei, and the Shmuel HaKotan added on La Malshin, and then it became 18 brachas. So when did it become 19 brachas? Which is the 19th bracha? So he quotes at Tosefta. The Tosefta in bracha says that it's optional when a person recites Shmoneh Esrei. It's optional if he wants to mention Malchus Beis David in Yerushalayim Rechav Berachim Toshu. To mention Malchus Beis David there, that's sufficient. And if he chooses to, he can break it up into two brachas and mention Yerushalayim Rechav as a separate bracha, and as Temach David Avdochem Meheret Hatzmiach as a separate bracha. And in Eretz Yisrael, in fact, the Tosfos Reed points out, they never said as Temach David Avdochem the Yogurt. It's optional, as the Tosfos says, so the Yogurt shows the option of including Malchus Beis David in the bracha of Bani Yerushalayim. And that's why he points out, the famous comment that Tosfos Reed points out, that in the piyutim that were composed by Rav Lezer HaKalir for Purim, the Kravitz that printed in the city of Purim, Rav Lezer HaKalir lived in Eretz Yisrael, so he followed the nusach of the Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi doesn't have a bracha Stemach David Avdechov, so in the piyut that you have for Chazoras HaShat for Purim, so there's a piyut that's added on to each and every one of the brachas and soyos, except for Stemach David Avdechov. How come? They said because they didn't have a Stemach David Avdechov. They included Haskaras Malchus Beis David in Yerushalayim Ircho. In the Bavli it says, in the end of Arbet Pesachim, the end of Pesachim, the Bavli mentions that they used to say Stemach David Avdechov as a separate bracha from Yerushalayim Alev the Chiddush in Bavli. That they chose the other option. Tosefta says explicitly it's optional. If you want, you can include it in the bracha of Yerushalayim. If you want, you can say it as a separate bracha. The narrative told they always said it as one bracha, and in Bavli they chose to say it as two separate brachas. So he reminds them, why should it be together? What if you want to say Atachainen, Hashiveinu, and Slachlonu, and everything all in one bracha? You're not supposed to, that's Havineinu. You're not supposed to combine everything together. So why did the Chacham leave over here that it's optional? If you want to, you can include Malchus Beis David in Yerushalayim Yerucha. So he says that that's what Yerushalayim Bishlei Musa implies. Yerushalayim Bishlei Musa means with the Malchus Beis David, with the government, the full Yerushalayim is with the Malchus Beis David and with the Malchus Anavchem. So the Pashtus is clearly so that the Yerushalayim has two different needs. Number one, it's the Ir HaMelucha, supposed to be the capital city of Eretz Yisrael. And number two, it's supposed to be the Makom HaMikdash. Aliba de Emes, we pass like the Chachamim, the Rabbi Yudah, that Yerushalayim is on his Chalpa Lishvatim. And Aliba de Emes, the Makom for that din is, like Rabbi Avla quotes from Mr. Frey, HaMakom Shibcha Hashem, Mikol Shibtech, and Lotsum Mishmai Shom. That's why it's on his Chalpa Lishvatim. Because Yerushalayim is going to be the Makom of the Beit HaMikdash. And that's obviously why Yehoshua ben Nun never divided the Lishvatim. But that was already, when it came hundreds of years later, in the days of David HaMelech, and he was thinking, where are we going to build the Beit HaMikdash? He was thinking, should we build it in Yerushalayim? Is that why Yerushalayim is learning Chalk of the Shvatim? Maybe Yerushalayim is learning Chalk of the Shvatim for a different reason. Maybe Yerushalayim is forced to become the capital of Eretz Yisrael. Marshal of Al-Dawah, we who come from America know that this is Washington, D.C. That the whole of the United States was in Chalk of the Shvatim, the state of New Jersey, the state of New York, and the state of Pennsylvania, out of Pennsylvania, the state of Virginia, and all the other states. And the capital doesn't belong to any state. It doesn't belong to Delaware, it doesn't belong to, I'm not sure exactly, Virginia, it doesn't belong to any of those states that border around it. It's the District of Columbia. It's Leinus Chalkul Shvatim, so that no individual state should claim that we own the capital of the Medina. So David HaMelech was clearing why was Yerushalayim Leinus Chalkul Shvatim. He knew it was Leinus Chalkul Shvatim. And he knew that the property that's near Yerushalayim is more valuable than the property far away, but he didn't know exactly why. It could be that everybody is going to have to come to the government offices and stand online for 5 days in order to get the request filled out. You can never tell. So it's worth more money if you have property near Yerushalayim than if you live in Kiryat Shmona. You're going to have to let us travel to come to the Mitzvah Mentzvah there and stand online. So it's worth less if you live in Kiryat Shmona. So he knew that Yerushalayim was going to be something special, 100%. But he didn't know, is it special only because it's the Yiram Lukov, it's the capital of Eretz Yisrael, or is it also something special because it's the Makom HaMikdash? The reason was forgotten, but the fact was clear. And then the Navi told David HaMelech, no, it's not called the Shvatim because it's the Makam HaMikdash. Taka, there's two different Dinim. And it's Mehai Taima that it was Bedavke. The Gemara has a Machlekes, where the Chokim Erachas, the Shnei Shvatim Anad, the Machlekes of Yechon Mishlokish. So how come they have an argument? Tzitzis Yishanim quoted on this, Tzitzis Yishanim and Yuma quoted on the Tzitzis Yishanim and Yuma quoted on the Sanhedrin. So if you don't have a base here, why didn't they all learn after Yerushalayim? Yerushalayim was divided between Yehudim and Yomim. The answer is Yerushalayim has Tzvei Dinim, has Shtei Alachot, it has to be divided into Shnei Shvatim. Has to be you have to have Chelka Shel Ben Yomim to have the Mizbeach there. Yankov Vina said so, Ben Yomim Zev Yitro, the Mizbeach, that eats up the Korbonis, Baburk, Yechalav, Zulaherav, Yechalik Sholom. So Talmud Shal Shach, which was offered by Baburk, and Talmud Shal Ben Abayim, which was offered in the evening, and all the Korbonis in between have to be offered after the Chelka Shel Ben Yomim. And then you have to have Chelka Shel Yehuda, because the Loyosha shaded me Yehuda. Yankov Vina said the Malchus has to come from Yehuda. And if you have two Dinim in Yerushalayim, so Yerushalayim has to have two parts, but you have to have Chelka Shel Yehuda, and Chelka Shel Ben Yomim. That doesn't necessarily prove that any other city in Yerushalayim may be divided the Shvatim. Here the Dafkin had to be. It wasn't an accident. The Dafkin had to have two parts. The Chelek of the Mishradei HaMemshalah and the Chelek of the Beis HaMikdash, the Chelek HaMekudosh. And the Marsho explains there in Zvachim around Daf Tamach and the Kedushi HaGod and the Tanya Levit, why Dafkin, do they have to have two different Chalokim? So he says you have to have in a certain sense a separation of church and state. But the Rebbe Shlom doesn't want that the government should control, Yehuda should control the Beis HaMikdash. You have to have the Beit HaMikdash should be b'chelka shel Stam Shevet, and Yamin and Memshalah should be b'chelka shel a different Shevet, in Yehudim. So Yerushalayim HaVada had to have Dafke two different Chalokim. Hi, the Gemara says that the reason why there was no Yisoid was because this belonged to Yehuda, that belonged to Binyamin. So I think the answer is, if I'm not mistaken, Rav Soloveitchik once said this on one occasion in Yeshiv. I think the answer has to be, when they divided Eretz Yisrael, the Shvatim, Rav Chaim in his Sefer Hilchos Shechinim quotes from the Ravid, quoted the Tirush Ravid on Baba Basa, quoted the Neshitim Kodesh on some Perek Beis Kur. That's the Perek that usually they never learn in the Yeshiv. Just the Baba Basa, learn Daf Yomi, you never say after Tzafra nor anything. The Yeshiv is usually learned from the beginning of Baba Basa, you never say to get so far. Then you start the Yesh Mecha. Beis Kur is right before Yesh Mecha. No one ever learns that part. So in Beis Kur, the Neshitim Kodesh quotes the Tirush Ravid on Baba Basa, where he says that when they divided Eretz Yisrael, they had chaluk al pi urim v'tumim. The urim v'tumim was al pi ruach hakodesh, al pi goro urim v'tumim. The urim v'tumim was only when they gave to the chaluk of the shvatim. After they did the chaluk of the shvatim, then they made the chaluk of the mishpachas. But the yechidim, there was no urim v'tumim for that. That was just plain dini mamonos. He was just dividing the Eretz Yisrael to the private people. I get this, and you get that, and he gets that. That was a goro, but there was no urim v'tumim. Urim v'tumim means that it's considered, it's treated like yisa v'heter. That was only the Chaluk of the Shvatim. The Chaluk of the Shvatim is an aspect of this event. That's the Gemara of Kibush Oret. That's the Mekadosh of Eretz Yisrael. 2 years ago, I was here in the yeshivas. I said a Chabura at that time about Hilchas Tanai. I mentioned the Ravid in Hilchas Chiyam Haton and Peragim Halacha Ches comments on the Rambam. The Rambam quotes the Shitas HaRashbam and a group of Gedolim, a group of Gaonim refers to that Mishpatei HaTroim that you need Tanai Kofla and Kodim Olav and Tanai Kodim Meister. All the special rules and regulations, how you have to formulate the Tanai in order that the Tanai should be functional. And if you don't word it properly, then I say Tanai Bokla Maisakayim, that you're stuck with that wife even if it doesn't rain, you're stuck even if the father-in-law doesn't give you $1 million, I'm not sure if it's assigned to and so on. So all the Mishpatei HaTanai, the right to defend this position of the Rishonim, only apply this to the Heser and doesn't apply to Dini Mamonos. So Tosfos and the Rambam say that it's a teller. How could that be? The original story in the Chumash of Tanai, everything is learned out from Tanai B'nai Gorim Ne'ruvin. B'nai Gorim Ne'ruvin was Dini Mamonos of just dividing Eretz Yisrael among the different people. So that's not Dini Mamonos. They see the Pharisee, even in Dini Mamonos, you require Mishpatei HaTanai. How can the Rishonim say, how can the group of Rishonim say no? That we only require Mishpatei HaTanai with this to the Heser. In Dini Mamonos, you don't need Mishpatei HaTanai. If anything, Sefer HaKeret, only in Dini Mamonos. That's the only thing where it says in the Torah, is whether we're dividing Eretz Yisrael. The Ravid says, nah, that's not a kasha. If I have a house that belongs to me already, and I want to sell a house to you, I want to trade it to you or something, so that's an issue of Dini Mamonos. When you're dividing Eretz Yisrael, he says they were dividing something that didn't belong to them yet. It belonged to Klal Yisrael as a whole. There is some Achzakasim Yavisteinu. The Mois Avram Avinu, it was Mutzak, it wasn't Roy, the Gemara says in Yesh Nechem. It belonged to Klal Yisrael, but it didn't belong to the individual people. It didn't belong to the individual Shvatim yet. They had to make a Chaluk of the Shvatim first. He says, this whole issue of Im Yavrim and Satsum, Al Yavrim and Echaz of the Sechem, the whole deal that Moshe Rabbeinu made with Benegar and Reuven, That was all an issue of Issa Da'asa. They weren't holding by any Dina Mamanis yet. That was the Chaluk, I'll give you this, and give me this. We are being Koveya in Eretz Yisrael, which is Chalka Shal Yehuda, which is Chalka Shal Binyamin, which is Chalka Shal Yisrael, which is Chalka Shal Zvulun. And there were Issa Da'asa to get Dina over here, the Mashal. In the first Shevish Akiv, Shevish Shevish Achuk, until the end of the 14 years, there was a Hayruasho, a special din. Chobasi, Ereshes Nachlam, Imatah, Bnei Yisrael, she's not allowed to marry outside of the Shevet, like this is Nachlam, Imatah, Almatah, Ache. And after the Rabbanah, Chobash, Gemara says that this was only Hayruasho. And it didn't last the Dora. And how long did it last? So the Gemara says that the Hutu, Shvatim, Linasei, Lazel, Lazer, was on Hamishasabah. Hamishasabah, of which year? The Gemara just tells you the day of the year. Chamishas Abav, of which year? The Ramban HaChumash writes, he thinks that it was the Chamishas Abav at the end of the Shevish HaChilku, Shevish HaKibsh, Shevish HaChilku, right before it came Chamishas Abav of Elul Tishrei, right before Tishrei of the next year. Tishrei was going to be the beginning of year 15, so when it's coming year 15, that was going to be the first year of the Minyan Shemitah and the Yoyulis and Chumas HaMaisis and everything. So at the end of the 14 years, they realized that this Hayra shows up. The special din that you have to preserve, you have to maintain the chalukah l'shvatim. That only applied during the Shevish HaKibshim, Shevish HaChilkah, so that the chalukah should be completed in a complete fashion. It should be b'shlei Musa. That chalukah shal Yehuda should belong all to Yehuda. Chalukah shal Yisrael should belong to all to Yisrael. But there was an issue of Issa V'Hetter. There was an issue of Issa V'Hetter. It's not only Issa V'Hetter at that time. It's Issa V'Hetter the Doros also. That's exactly why the Halacha says that the Mizbeach has to be only the Chalka Shal Binyamin. It means that that section of Eretz Yisrael has a special status, and that's called Chalka Shal Binyamin. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin there is a special din to Chalka Shal Yehuda, that when you Mekadosh Chadoshim and Mabishonim, you Mekadosh Mesachodesh, and the Chalka Shal Yehuda. But if you Mekadosh outside of Chalka Shal Yehuda, it will also be good. But Mechatchili, you have to be Mekadosh Dako, the Chalka Shal Yehuda. So there are special dinim. It's unlike Dini Mamon is usually, let's say, if I own clothing or if I own a sefer, and then I sell it to you. So before, it was a sefer Tzvi Yi. My name is Tzvi. So in the sefer, it was something, selected in the chepze, that it's mine. I have my name written on it. And then when you buy it, you cross out my name, you write your name. So you mean in the chepze, there was something different. No, the chepze doesn't change when I sell it to someone else. It's just a relationship. Before it was mine, and now it's yours. It doesn't change in the chepze. But there is sometimes halacha that when the chepze belongs to a certain violet, when this object belongs to a certain violet, then there's taka change in chetze. When is that? That's by Hegdish. When Hegdish owns.
How could he have possibly thought of building Beit HaMikdash anywhere else?
The only Yerushalayim is going to be something special. They already had special dinim from the days of Yishuv. The Avada was special. He thought it was only special in the one sense that it's Dira Mlucho. And it turned out that there were two dinim. It was not only Dira Mlucho, it was also the Makom HaMikdash. All of the kashas are for him. The Torah has two dinim that only apply in Yerushalayim. One of the dinim is that you eat kach and kalim in Yerushalayim. And one of the dinim is that you eat maita shein in Yerushalayim. There is a major dispute in the Rishonim and Acharonim regarding these two dinim, the relationship of these two dinim. Are they identical or are they unrelated? There is a Gemara in Pesachim where the Gemara says that Gag and Bali are playing this kach. The Gemara talked there with respect to Achilas Korban Pesach. They used to eat the Korban Pesach in ships. Like we who live in America, not everybody has their own sukkahs, but sometimes I live in an apartment building, so you have one sukkah downstairs, everybody has to take turns. You draw lots, whatever, so they get the first shift, and the other people get the second shift, and then the second, third shift, they're always pushing the first, hurry up, finish eating already. Our kids are falling asleep, we want to die turn already. So the Gemara says himself that they used to eat the Korban Pesach in ships, because everybody had to eat on the ground level of the Yerushalayim, because Gag and Aliyah, Islamic Scotch, you couldn't eat upstairs. Gemara says that the people from the second ship with the matzik, the people from the first ship, finish eating already the Korban Pesach, and then go up on the second floor on the Gagin and finish off the Haggadah there. You have to bench where you ate, but after benching, the same the halal. You can say the halal upstairs, as the Gemara says. Kazaisa Pischa Bahalei Lakoka Igro. The Gemara says they ate the Kazais Korban Pesach, and they finished and they benched, and then they were singing the halal on the rooftops. Bahalei Lakoka Igro. They would dance and bang with their feet so much, you had the feeling as if the roof was going to break. Halela paka igra. Like when you go to a wedding, sometimes you have the feeling they're dancing so much as if the floor is going to break. So that's when in Yerushalayim on Pesach night, you had the feeling as if the roof was going to break because the first and the second ship would always sing the Hallel. They would finish the Haggadah on the rooftops as the next ship would be eating the Korban Pesach on the ground level. So Tesis in Makkos Yud Beis Amud Aleph assumes that this halacha that Gag and Bali is Loinus Kachu is not only with respect to Korban Pesach, it's also with respect to all Kachim Kalim. Some Rishonim would dispute that. Vegas was the Chilu Vegas Torah there, and Chilega on Gemara Pesachim. The Tesis assumes not only this Torah regarding Korban Pesach, it's true regarding all Kachim Kalim, and it's even true regarding Achilas Maisa Shein. The Gemara says there in Makkos and Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph, the Gemara discusses someone who wants to eat, a funny individual, he wants to eat his Maisa Sheni sitting on a branch of a tree in Yerushalayim. So the Gemara says that you have a tree and the tree is inside Yerushalayim and the branches are sticking out, and the tree is outside, the branch is sticking in. So the Gemara says you visualize how Yerushalayim is going up, so that part of the branch that's in Yerushalayim, if you're sitting on that part, you can eat Maisa Sheni, sitting on the other part, you can't. The Tesis brings Akasha, but Gag and Bali is Loinus Kachu. Don't you have to sit on the ground level in order to eat Maisa Sheni, just like in order to eat Korban Pesach? It doesn't have Kedushas Yerushalayim Hayah. The Tesis gives an answer that there is no halacha that you have to have your 2 feet on the ground. If the guy is flying in the air, he can also eat Korban Pesach and Maisa Sheni and Kachim Kalam. The halacha says if it's a new ground level, if it's a Gag or an Ali, if you have a new ground level, if you have a new floor, then it doesn't have Kedushas Yerushalayim. Just because you suspended in midair and your feet are not on the ground, that's not a problem. The Taisa says, when does it have the status of a new floor? You have to have Chodesh Dalal al Dalal Tochim. Then it goes from the Halachas and Hilchos Shabbos. If you have a Mokum Dalal al Dalal, then it's considered a new ground level. You don't have Dalal al Dalal, it's not. The Taisa says, Mustama, the fellow wants to sit, is a character, wants to eat his Maisa Sheni. The kids, little kid, wants to eat Maisa Sheni, sitting on the branches of the tree. He's going to sit on such a branch that doesn't have a floor of Dalal al Dalal Tochim. He wants to live dangerously. He's going to hang on the branches of the tree with no floor, no hands, no feet. He's going to be hanging on the tree. So the Taisa says, that's okay. That's not called, that's not mufka from having Kedushas Yerushalayim. That's not called Gag and Bali. It only has a special status of Gag and Bali is when it has a new floor, a new ground level, and it no longer has the Kedusha from below. Av Yerushalayim is also included in Kedushas Yerushalayim, unless you have a Gag or an Ali. That's Taisa's theory. The Taisa assumes, both in the Kash and the Teret, that the halacha that you eat, Maisa Sheni Yerushalayim, is identical. But the halacha that yid kachin kalim Yerushalayim to the zelba Yerushalayim with respect to Maisa Sheni and with respect to kachin kalim. The Ritva and that Gemara in Makkos suggests different answer. He says, who tells you to take the Gemara himself and apply it to Maisa Sheni? Perhaps that's just the halacha. Gag and Bali is only been a gift to korbanos, the kachin kalim. the Rambam in Shulchan Aruch by Rabbi Kiveger, in Stocha Mandach, wherever it is, there, Peches, Pezayin. Although it's only a din in the Korban Pesach, it doesn't even apply to the Shai Kachim Kam. But even if you should assume like Tetzis, apply to all Kachim Kam, what's the Shaychus to the Maisa Sheni? Maisa Sheni, you can eat even Gagam Aliyah, and Korban is not. That's the, if there were a Mokum Machalik between Maisa Sheni and Korban is, look at it the way the Ritva said, that Korban is being more Kedusha to Yerushalayim than Maisa Sheni. And then there's a famous comment from the Mabit in the Sefer Kiryas Sefer Alarama, but he writes just the opposite from the Ritva. He's not referring to this issue, he just writes in general. He has a comment about the Ayorat HaMakafas Fahmi Mimoy Yeshua Minlum. What kind of a status do they have? The Allah says that a Mitzorah is prohibited from entering all Ayorat HaMakafas Fahmi. There is a Machloikis HaRishonim, if a Mitzorah enters in Ir HaMukaf Choy Moshe Yeshua Minlum, is he loika or not? So Yovel Tai HaMachana, has he violated the law, or is he only over on the yesterday of what's the yesterday? The notion of the pasuk is that there's a mitzvah of shiluach mei. Vishalcha min hamachan, called the ruach of the chazal. So it's only an essay, he's over on the essay, so because of that he's not like it. But they say, no, that all our yoratam kapitam, as you should be known, are considered machane, mamish like a machane, like Yerushalayim, and he's over on the lab, like all the machane, and he's like it. So that's the machleik, the Rash, and the Rambam, the Gro, all machleik is a Rashay. So the Mabit and the Kiryas Sefer is the commentary on the Rambam, where he gives him a choice, he gives him a curse like the case of Mishnah. He was a contemporary of the case of Mishnah. He was the Bar Plukta. They're the ones that disagreed about the process. Maizu, Shalak, many machlokes in there. So the Kiryas Sefer is a running commentary on the Rambam with Maram comes. So he writes, every so often he writes some strange original Kiddush. So he writes that he thinks all the Yaros Hamakavos Chomim Mashiach Shuminun have the exact same status as Yerushalayim. But arrived at a Mitzvah is Mishtalech. Why can't you eat kachim kalim there? Why can't you, if it's a state in Jerusalem, why can't you eat kachim kalim? So he says, Pashas, because the shechita of all karbanas has to be in the Azorah. So if you're going to shech the karbanas in the Azorah, how are you going to bring them from the Azorah to another area, Hamukkah, Koyman, Egyptian? You're going to drive it by car, you're going to walk. So he says, it'll be nipsal b'yotze. When you take it out, it'll be nipsal b'yotze before you get to the other area, Hamukkah, Koyman. But then he has Akashan himself. If so, the Maisa Sheni, which is not Nitzvah the Yotzei, why can't Maisa Sheni be eaten in all Ayaros HaMakavos Chametz Yishuvinun? So he says, no, that's a special dish. Maisa Sheni requires more of a Macham HaShivcha Hashem than Kachim Kalim. Not like the report said, if one wants to distinguish between Macham HaChilas Kachim Kalim as opposed to Macham HaChilas Maisa Sheni, the Zohar of the Svara HaSvara Nasen is like the report in Makas Daf Yudei. That for Kachim Kalim, you need more of a Macham HaMakudish. Kachim Kalim is not Korbanis, Maisa Sheni is not Korbanis. If anything, Kachim Kalim needs more. So the Mabit over here came up with a sign file that all Ayaros HaMakavos Chomim have the exact same status as Yerushalayim. The only reason why you can't eat Kachim Kalim there is because it'll be Nitzvah B'yos, because the Shechit has to be in the Azorah. So by the time you're going to bring it to here, HaMakavos Chomim, it'll be Nitzvah B'yos. What about Maizah Sheni? He says, no, Maizah Sheni is nothing to discuss. Hashem needs more of a Mokam Hashif Hashem. With respect to Maizah Sheni, you can't say that all Ayaros HaMakavos Chomim. Why not? Because the Sifrei says, Taisus and Tainus, but the Sifrei, that the reason why why do you have to eat Maizah Sheni? Why does Torah require all the farmers to bring the Maizah Sheni to Yerushalayim to eat? That when he eats his salami sandwich, whatever, he takes his money, comes to Yerushalayim and he buys a salami sandwich and he's drinking his beer, his wine, and he's eating a salami sandwich with his beer right in front of the Beis HaMikdash, and he's going to have he's going to have Yerush HaMayim. Yereisa me'alakechem, the pasuk says there. The man tilma, the yereisa me'alakechem. So the purpose of eating Maizah Sheni, the whole purpose of eating Maizah Sheni in Yerushalayim is in order to gain Yerush HaMayim. So what good is that if he's going to eat in Ayaros HaMakavos Chomim and Yishuv Benun? There's no Beis HaMikdash there. But eating Kachim Kalim in Yerushalayim, that's not because you need Yerush HaMayim. That's because you need a Makom HaMakudosh. So all Ayaros HaMakavos Chomim theoretically would have been acceptable to them. That's the einfall that the Mabit has. There is a mocker for the Mabit also. It's a little questionable mocker, but the mocker is from the Yamei Ha'oretz. There is a pesef that the Gemara Shavuos quotes on Daf Tes Zayin on Aleph, I think it's on Tes Zayin on Aleph. The Gemara quotes a pesef that there were two Bitzayim in Yerushalayim, and the Chachamim were only the Kaddish, the lower one and not the upper one. So the people, the Chaverim, the Talmid Chachamim, who knew the Aleph, they knew that the lower area wasn't Kaddish and the upper area wasn't having Kaddish. So in the lower area that wasn't Kaddish, they would eat Maizah Sheni and Kachim Kalim. upper area that was never niskadish, that believed the Rishon Shein over the East Kachem Council, was never niskadish with Gushas Yerushalayim. But they added on, so why did they add it on? Why did they call it Yerushalayim? For political purposes, the Gemara says, because in order to defend Yerushalayim, they needed to include that also, and they knew that the soldiers would be Moshe Nefesh more to defend Yerushalayim than some to defend Tel Aviv. So they declared, this is also part of Yerushalayim, and for political purposes, part of the city, even though it didn't have the Gdushas Yerushalayim. That's how the Gemara says. But the Yamei Ha'ored didn't understand this, so they didn't understand, they didn't appreciate the chilek between the Bitzal Ha'yod and the Bitzal Tachtoino, that the lower area wasn't Kaddish, but the upper area was not Kaddish. So they thought that both of these areas had a quasi status of Kedushas Yerushalayim, that they would eat the Yamei Ha'ored, who didn't know, they were a little bit, they were from, but they didn't understand the law, so they would eat Kach Mekalim of both areas, but they wouldn't eat Maaseh Sheni in either area, because they held their infinite understanding of the halacha, the Yamei Ha'ored, that you need a makom yais in the kudish for the purpose of eating Maaseh Sheni, then you require for the purpose of eating kachim kalim. Because the Maaseh Sheni episode says, Yerushalayim with brachas and all kinds of things, so you have to eat it in mamish, the tachechi Yerushalayim, mamish in Yerushalayim, mamish. So they would refrain from eating Maaseh Sheni both in the Bitzah HaYon and in the Bitzah HaTachtayim. But for kachim kalim, those kinuk, they must be solution. So they would eat kachim kalim in both. They see that the Yamei Ha'ored held like that. The only question is, but we don't hold like the Yamei Ha'ored. So that my bit hold, but there is a kernel of truth over here. There's a kernel of evidence in what the Yamei Ha'ored held. The Yisoid is correct, the application is wrong. The Iker Adova, they're really right, that you require more of a Yerushalayim for the purpose of eating Maaseh Sheni than for the purpose of eating Kachim Kalim. So getting back over here to this Ritvo Shita, according to the Ritvo, that he distinguishes between eating Maaseh Sheni in Yerushalayim as opposed to eating Kachim Kalim in Yerushalayim. That you need more of a Yerushalayim for the purpose of eating Kachim Kalim than for the purpose of Maaseh Sheni. And then I've communed with the Gagam Aliyah, Lenis Kachu, claims that Gagam Aliyah, Lenis Kachu is only aloha that applies to Achilas Kachim Kalim. It has no application to Achilas Maaseh Sheni. Perhaps, Ulai, what the Ritvah is driving at is these two alohas. What does he mean? That you have Kedushas Yerushalayim to get to one din and not going to get to the other din. So maybe what he means is like this, that Yerushalayim, that you are allowed and you have to eat my Kachim Kalim in Yerushalayim, that's because all of the Yerushalayim has, in a certain sense, a lower level of Kedushas HaMikdash. The Iker Kedushas HaMikdash is in the Kodesh HaKadosh, and then the Heichal also has Kedushas a little bit lower, and then the Azara has a little bit lower Kedushas from Kedushas HaMikdash, like it's spilling over, the Kedushas HaMikdash is spilling over. And then there's a little bit of Kedushas HaMikdash in all of Yerushalayim, and then all of Eretz Yisrael also has Kedushas HaMikdash. That's how Rav Soloveitchik used to explain. Rav Menachem Zemba has this view also in the Mishnah in Kalim. In the first parak in Kalim, it lists off the Esek Kedushas, the 10 different levels of Kedusha that you have. Eretz Yisrael is Kach Mikol Arutz, and Ayar Tamakav Kalimu Mikudoshas have more Kedusha than the rest of Eretz Yisrael. Yerushalayim has more Kedusha than the other Ayar Tamakav Kalimu. Harabayit has more Kedusha, the Azara has more Kedusha, and so on and so on. All the 10 different Madrigas. And the Mishnah lists two of my nachkimina that I saw in Kodesh is Mikol HaRotzes. So instead of saying that Yechai ben Shumas and Maises and Shvita the Yoikon like a Shikha Pein, all the halotas and Eidat Zee, all of the Sassu Yisbarat, it lives off after such obscure din and Shemivim and Ha'imer Eshtei Halachim. Such obscure halachas. That the Ha'imer has to grow in Eretz Yisrael and the Eshtei Halachim, Ha'imer has to be from barley that grew in Eretz Yisrael, Eshtei Halachim has to be from wheat that grew in Eretz Yisrael, it shouldn't grow in Chutzlar. From all the 1,001 dinim for the Mitzvah Tzlizimah, couldn't take out anything better. There are two gears in the Mishnah, but it does say Bikurim, why shouldn't it say Bikurim? How come some Rishonim on Loichet Bikurim? What did they cross it up for? It should say that Yechayim and Shumas and Mait and Shemit of the Yogel and Bikurim and from everything else. Why only shouldn't it be a Melahayim or a Shtayal Lechem? So that's what Rav Soloveitchik said. No, Eretz Yisrael is Chayim and Shumas and Mait, that's not because Eretz Yisrael has a Mikzah of Kedushas HaMikdash. Eretz Yisrael has Kedushas HaAretz. The Mishnah wants to explain that Eretz Yisrael, all of Eretz Yisrael has a mixus of Kedushas HaMikdash. Kedushas HaMikdash spills out. So the Iker of the Kedushas HaMikdash is the Kodesh HaKadosh and the Bein Abadim. And then the rest of the Kodesh HaKadosh has a little lower level. And then the Hechel has a little lower level. And then the rest of the Azara has a little lower level. And so on, all the different levels. Until you get to that, all of Eretz Yisrael has also an aspect of Kedushas HaMikdash. So the halacha that requires that we should eat kachim kalim in Yerushalayim, the stabra is, you have to eat the kachim kalim in the Beis HaMikdash, just like the halacha says, you have to eat kachim in the Beis HaMikdash, means it has to be eaten in the Beis HaMikdash, mamish in the Azorah, it's only eaten by the Zichar Kuna in the Azorah, l'fnei min hakloim, So the kashim kalam also has to be eaten in the Beis HaMikdash. But in the Azara, it's nechal even to non-Kohanim, and it's nechal even in that part of the Beis HaMikdash. It has a lower level of Kedushas HaMikdash. The Hainu in all of Yerushalayim, it's also called Beis HaMikdash. It's also Lefnei Hashem, it also has Kedushas Beis HaMikdash. Hasheni came, Maisa Sheni, perhaps the Ritvah thing, Maisa Sheni has to be eaten in Yerushalayim because it has Kedushas HaMikdash. Nechatayta, Maisa Sheni is not a korban b'chlal. You don't have to bring the Maisa Sheni to the Beis HaMikdash, not even like Bikurim. Kum Chach, at least you have to bring to the Beis HaMikdash Dua HaMoche, and then you can eat it anywhere, the Kohanim can eat it anywhere in Yerushalayim. Maisa Sheni, you don't have to have any HaMoche in the Beis HaMikdash, so why should you require Achilas, Maisa Sheni should be in Yerushalayim, should have Kaddish Kedushas HaMikdash? So perhaps he holds no. Maisa Sheni should be eaten in Yerushalayim, has Kedushas Yerushalayim. The Kedushas Yerushalayim b'chnei atzmo, aside from the fact that Yerushalayim has a lower level of Kedushas HaMikdash, Yerushalayim has that a higher level of Kedushas HaAretz. All of Eretz Yisrael has the Kedushas HaAretz, aside from the lower level of Kedushas HaMikdash. That's Negev to Mevim Meno, Poim Ereshtela, Eretz Yisrael has Kedushas HaAretz. Shechayevis, Vetrumis and Maisvis, and Bishmita, the Yoiv, and Lachomet Tatu is Baretz. So the Kedushas HaAretz is stronger in Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim has a higher level of Kedushas HaAretz and a lower level of Kedushas HaMikdash. So perhaps that's what the Ritzvah means, that Yerushalayim, Benegev, Rachilas, Maisvis, Sheini, it's not that Yerushalayim that has a lower level of Kedushas HaMikdash. It's that Yerushalayim has a higher level of Kedushas HaAretz. And they're not identical. They're not Kedushas HaMikdash, and it gets to Gagam Aliyah. The Gagam Aliyah is Lein is Kacha. That's only for the purpose of Kachim Kalim. That's only for the purpose of the lower level of Kedushas HaMikdash. But for the higher level of Kedushas HaAretz, that even the Gagam Aliyah will also have. Me'ez Tam does Yerushalayim have a higher level of Kedushas HaAretz than the rest of Eretz Israel? Why should that be so? So perhaps that it was based on this assumption that Yerushalayim has to have has two dinim to it. It's the Iram Bucha. True, the government offices have to be Bechelka Shal Yehuda, but maybe the whole Yerushalayim. The Mizbeach has to be only Bechelka Shal Binyamin, but you can eat Maaseh Sheni even Bechelka Shal Yehuda. And true, the government offices have to be only in Bechelka Shal Yehuda, but the whole city, even Bechelka Shal Binyamin also, it's all one city, even Bechelka Shal Binyamin is also called the Iram Bucha. The whole thing is called the Iram Bucha. So maybe that's what there is one end to say. That Yerushalayim has a higher level of Kedushas HaAretz because of the fact that it's the capital of Medina Yisrael. You have to have a Medina. Eretz Yisrael is not some holy place to live. It has to have a government and has to be a Medina. It has to be a Jewish Medina. And the capital has to be in Yerushalayim. So perhaps because of the fact that Yerushalayim is Al-Fidin, Nikva HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as the capital of Eretz Yisrael, maybe that's why it has a higher level of Kedushas HaAretz. And maybe that's what the Rizvah means, that therefore, when it gets to that din of Achilas Maaseh Sheni Yerushalayim, it says that Gagam Aliyah is born in Iskach. What is the shaila that's apropos to this? What about the Gemara has a din? Ein melinin bo etamei. What if the ten dinim is? Ein melinin bo etamei. When someone dies somewhere else, also there's a nisa halom etamei. There's a kavetik b'ran lo yom ha'uk, kis lo kim kol tzoloi. The tzolim nevela tzolet, there's a life tax in the nesod. You should bury l'chapkila bo yom ha'u on the same day before shkiyah. And even if you can't bury before shkiyah, you have to try to bury before alo tashach, in order not to violate lo tzolim. They've lost the halon, I'll be pashed, this is with Alois HaShach. That's how the Rashash points out in the Sanhedrin and that too. But here, the Rishonim say, that's only in any other place in the world. You have the Esther of Alois Tereza. And Allah has said, but Heli Nerus, Voldo, Lovely, Or, Tachrichim, is mutter to do halon of Tameis. So here in Yerushalayim, Eim, Alina, Bo, Tameis, Afilu, Lech, Voldo. Even though normally you would have had a heter to violate the Esther of Alois Tereza, which is Kvod, Ameis. Here in Yerushalayim, you're not allowed. So the Gemara says, and how do you know that this is so? We are the Psukim, all the Asar Din, the Akhar Psukim. So the Gemara says over here, Gemara. It's a tradition. And Lenin Sabe is Gemara. Kachana, they had a tradition like that, that's Salah. So exactly what is the Gemara? What is the tradition of Aim Lenin Bosameh? Is this because of the fact that Yerushalayim has a lower level of Kedushas HaMikdash? Therefore, it's like being the Tamid of Beis HaMikdash. So that's why we're more makbid over there. I'm not being the Tamid of Beis HaMikdash. Therefore, Emelina Batameis even Helinei Lechvodo, or perhaps no. Perhaps the tradition was that Yerushalayim has a higher level of Kedushas HaAretz, and in Eretz Yisrael, the Ramban writes on Chumash that we are more makbid about Tumah than a Chutzalot. Normally, a Chutzalot is the mitzvah Spura Tameis, Kavod Ameis only applies to Ameis Yisrael. It doesn't apply to Ameis Yisrael. But in Eretz Yisrael, the Ramban points out on Chumash, it says in Chumash, Lo Shetami Yisad Moskot. You have to be careful even by Halonat Ameis and Meis Yisrael because Lo Shetami Yisad Moskot. But maybe what the Gemara meant to say over here is that even Helineu Lechvodo in Yerushalayim is also why. Gemara, we have tradition. What's the tradition? The tradition is that Yerushalayim has a higher level of Kedushas HaAretz, and therefore this Ramban Pasuk of Lois, the Tamiz HaMoth, because Moch Omer in Yerushalayim, you have to be marked with even though Hilad Elechot is normally Mutter. Here it does because of Tumah Tahor, it's not because of Tumah Tamigdor, because of Tumah Tahor. What's the difference to Medreita Hinsa Medreita Hef? Haftanat Kamina, if you work with this Ritzvoy in Makas, that's your face, Haftanat Kamina. What if you're going to take the maize? You're not going to be milling the maize on the ground level. You're going to be milling the maize on a Gag Valley. And then the next morning, you're going to fly him out by a helicopter. If you're going to take the maize down to the ground, his Malik mother had no hechadivis to the Habanat Kaminin. They had no helicopter, they had no airplane. So his mother said, well, Habanat Kaminin. You're going to keep the maize on top of Gagam Aliyah, and then you're going to take him out without taking him into Yerushalayim again. He's going to remain on Gagam Aliyah the whole time. Let's say there's a wall that's mamish next to the home. You're going to keep the maize on top of second floor or above. You're going to take him over the Choma, Chutzla Choma, without taking him back down into Yerushalayim. If the reason for this Gemara, this tradition, is because Yerushalayim has a lower level of Kedushas HaMikdash, I say, Gagam Aliyah when it's Kachu. So it would be mutter to be mailing his HaMikdash on top of there if it's Lechgoda. But if the reason why Gemara, the reason for this tradition, is because Yerushalayim has a higher level of Kedushas HaOretz, and there it's all more makbid about Tumim. But let's say, Tamiz HaMikdash, because then there is what, if you should assume that's the beer in the Mikdash, then there is voice saying that the higher level of Kedushas HaOretz that you have in Yerushalayim applies even on Gabi Gadol Aliyah. But then this prohibition of Zayin Lulin and Tameis might even apply in such a chesim to where you keep the Meis on Gabi Gadol Aliyah.